Matthew 28, verse 18.
Jesus came and spoke unto them. Are you there? So what's the topic again? Let the Holy Ghost take over. You like it? Alright, Matthew 28, verse 18.
Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And I told you on Sunday that when you see all power is given to me in heaven and the earth, that the way the four Gospels are written is in such fashion that it is shorthand. Remember that? So, they wrote it in like a shorthand format. If they wrote everything Jesus taught, I told you, what will you be bringing to church? You know that Ghana must go bag? That big one that you take when you're traveling. So, as you're going to church, everybody, say, what are you going to do? I can see you're going to church. You know, not these days where you pocket your Bible. Or you put some folks even have Bible that they put at the back of the pocket. What kind of Bible is that one? You know, when you're not in a persecution. Hallelujah. Somebody says, it's too heavy. Why can't I just have it on my phone? They're not serious. So, if they wrote everything Jesus taught, we'll be having to bring the traveling bag to church. So, how would they write? They wrote in summary. So, Jesus taught them after the resurrection for how many days? 40 days. Acts 1, 1 to 3. He taught them for 40 days concerning the kingdom of God. I mean, we are good to Acts 1. Acts 1. Just to clarify that. Acts 1, 1. The former treatise have I written to you, Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day which he was taken up. After through the Holy Ghost, he had given commandments unto all the apostles whom he had chosen. He had given commandments. So when he says, all things I've commanded you, you know what it means. So, all the things I've commanded you will be in the 40 days. Verse 3. To whom also he showed himself after his passion by many infallible proofs, having been seen of them for what? 40 days. And what was he doing? Speaking of the things pertaining to the... So, these 40 days teaching, they all add it in the account. Matthew wrote it, Mark wrote it, Luke wrote it, John wrote it. Matthew's own will now be, Jesus came and spoke unto them saying, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. If you're not careful, you will think Jesus just appeared to them and said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. That's not what he said. So Matthew, in his own words, will now put together the teachings of 40 days and say, this is what it means. That authority has been given to Christ in heaven and earth. Does that make sense? Not that that was what he said, is his own interpretation. Mark will say the same thing in Mark 16:14. And I said, he upbraided them for their unbelief. Was that in the 40 days? Yes. Does that make sense? Infallible proofs. So he had to be proving himself to them unbelief. So Mark will put it in Mark 16:14 that Jesus upbraided them for their unbelief. And he did that for 40 days. He touched them for 40 days. Luke will put his own in Luke 24:44-46. He said all that's been written in the law and the prophets, in Moses, in the Psalms, and the prophet concerning me. So again, they add it in their different account in different ways. Is it making sense? So when you read in the Bible, like I taught you when we were teaching Galatians, I said you read it in a conversational manner, right? I remember that when I was teaching Galatians, that you read the Bible in a conversational mode. What is he saying? Who is he talking to? Why did he say this? Why will Matthew have all power is given to me in heaven and earth? And Luke doesn't have that Jesus said that. No. It is Matthew's interpretation. So what we call the synoptic also is an interpretation. Is it making sense what I just said then? It's an interpretation. All power is given to me in heaven and earth now stands for everything Jesus said in 40 days. But observe heaven and the earth. That is, therefore you go and preach the gospel. That is, on this account, that all power is given to me in heaven and earth, you go and teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'll leave that. There's nothing wrong with it, that's fine. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Verse 20. Verse 19, go back to verse 20. It says, therefore, go and what? Teach all nations. And we said all nations will mean everyone. Nation means is the one that knows everywhere people are gathered with a common identity. Doesn't mean Nigeria or, you know, when you say association of pharmacists, it is probably a nation considering the language. Is it making sense? So, everywhere people are gathered with a common goal, with a common aim, it's a nation. With a common identity, a common culture. So, it says, go and teach all nations. So, that means, listen, the gospel is not different in different places. The gospel does not change because you are Igbo. The gospel does not change because you are French. The gospel does not change because you are Russian. The gospel does not change because you are Nigerian. The gospel does not change because you are a doctor. The gospel does not change because you are a politician. The gospel does not change because you are a smoker. The gospel remains the same. I told you that any gospel that changes from the rich to the poor is not the true gospel. A gospel that when you see the rich man, you just beseech. Then when you see the poor man, you don't take Jesus now. Not take Jesus now. I pity you. That's not gospel. And you don't see the rich man say, you know, he said I will give you rest. Don't you want rest? Why are you not talking to the poor man like that? You are a false preacher who is seeking after his own belly. Alright. So again, the gospel is for all nations. Say all nations. So, what is that gospel? It will be what Matthew already said in verse 18. What did Jesus teach? That all power or all authority is given to him in heaven and the earth. The heaven and the earth is the subject. So, what will I teach? I will teach all nations that Jesus has power in heaven and the earth. Is that salvation? Yes. Is that forgiveness of sin? Yes. That's heaven and the earth. So I'm going to teach them that, see, heaven intervened in man's affairs. That is salvation. That is the authority he has. Amen. 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 So verse 20 now says, teaching them to observe. And I think we said on that word a bit on Sunday. Abi? Teaching them to observe. Observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Teaching them to observe whatsoever I've commanded you. I'm sorry, the word observe is the word tereo, right? T-E-R-E-O. T-E-R-E-O. I'll not be able to go over it the way I did on Sunday because of time. And we said, what does tereo mean? Eh? To watch and to do. To observe. To observe. So, it's not just I'm watching. It's I'm also doing. And we look at that word tereo. Where it said, you observe the commandments. If I say you are observing the law, I'm not saying you are just looking at the law. What I'm saying is that you know the law and you're doing the law. So, tereo means, will mean, I know it and I'm doing it. That makes sense? Say, I know it and I'm doing it. That's tereo. You observe. What are you going to observe? Heaven and earth. Teaching them to observe the heaven and the earth. So, the Christian faith is heaven and earth. The promise of God is supernatural. It's the conception is supernatural. The birth of Christ, supernatural. You know, they thought, the Jews must have thought that when the Messiah would come, he would just be huge. You wouldn't have to announce that the Messiah has been born. Maybe you just see it. A leg from heaven, from the cloud. Bam! Yes, bam! Then just go to Pilate. Are you still on the throne? You know? Then when they told them that the Messiah, they must say, where is he? He's in the manger. Manger. You know, that was where the confusion started coming from the Jews. How can he come to save the world? And his Genesis is in the manger. He said, okay, fine, we believe. At least, we are seeing the miracles that he's doing. Okay. Then he started healing their sick. He said, oh, we believe. Then suddenly, he was captured and killed. And that was the confusion. How can you save us from death by dying? That was the conundrum. You want to save us from death and you have to die. It's supernatural. So he destroyed death by dying. Of course he rose from the dead. Amen. 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 And so the Christian faith is supernatural. The promise is birth, is conception, is death, is burial, is resurrection, is indwelling in us today. And you say, God is in me, God is in you, God is in them, God is in America, God is in India, God is in Russia, God is in Saudi Arabia, is in a believer that is in Somalia, in the Sahara. God is there. How? Supernatural. In that day you will know I am in you. And he was talking to Peter, he was talking to Thomas, he was talking to Andrew, he was talking to James. I'm in you, I'm in you, I'm in you. Supernatural. He lives in me. Supernatural. You say, he lives in me, he lives in me, he lives in me. It's supernatural. So what we call the Christian faith is not knowledge alone. It is knowledge of the supernatural. So we must teach heaven and earth. We must teach heaven and earth. When we teach forgiveness of sin, that's heaven and earth. I already taught a lot of that on Sunday. So Jesus says, observe. That means what you know and what you do. It becomes the center of your being. Observe heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We said that will be both in the knowledge and in the what? The practice. So if I say, observe heaven and earth, that means you can know heaven and you also can do heaven. I thought that was funny. You can do heaven. Funny how? We get that. So we can know and practice heaven and earth. We can know and practice. If we know it alone and we just teach the things of the Spirit and we just say, okay, forgiveness of sin, example, tongues or miracles, and I just teach you for 7 hours on miracles and healing. You know, we've not done anything apart from mentally assimilating. That's it. Academia. Pure academia. So, we must not just know the things of the Spirit, we must do the things of the Spirit. Also, we must not just do the things of the Spirit, we must know the things of the Spirit. Because if we know it and don't do it, it's academia. If we do it and don't know it, error will creep in. How many of you have just said that? Imagine, you just do it. Someone was talking to me sometimes last year during the pandemic. He's a pastor, and he said he has been having meetings, believers' meeting in where he is at Ogbomosho, and that he just observed some things that are not, he's not comfortable with in the meetings. And I said, fine, okay, what is that? And he told me some things. I said, have you thought it? He said, some people started seeing some visions and all. And I said, have you taught people how to undo visions and revelation? He said, no. That the only thing they thought is tongues and joy. Then you go teach it. Because when you don't teach it, error would definitely happen. Because that means we are saying, oh, go ahead and express yourself. But in the things of you're not expressing yourself, you are expressing the gift of the Holy Ghost. You're not expressing yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're expressing what the Holy Ghost permits. What the Holy Ghost does. And so, you can't just know it and not do it. It doesn't profit anyone. Not you, not anyone. It doesn't profit. You also cannot just do it without knowing it. Before you know it, you are switched. I told you before, I've seen people minister by the Spirit of God, and in a split second, they switch to the flesh. I mean, they switch to a demonic utterance. And you don't know it. You be careful you give mic to. I mean, someone is talking about the Holy Ghost in the minute. And then, I'm not trying to discourage you, I'm not trying to make you feel somehow. And then in a minute, it just switches to the flesh. And you are still writing. And so, it must also be thought. Where you exercise the control. And that's why I've told you that when you're exercising the utterance you give, for example, anything else with the utterance, start with tongues. As I told you before, start with tongues. In the middle, don't force it. When you see that you eat a pulse, switch back to tongues. Is it making sense? Don't try and use your head to, you understand? And you say, God's Spirit is telling us to pray in the coming days. And then you eat like a pulse. And they say, it's a lie. There's no pulse in the Spirit. There's no pulse in the Spirit. You should calm down. What you go back to is tongues. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? You don't know, I will continue. You lie. So, he said that there's a national change that's happening. Believers are taking over every space. It is sweet. We believers are taking over space. It's whoever the president puts in charge that takes over the space. Hallelujah. So, we said you must both know and do. Alright. So, that's it. We have looked at practical examples of what it means when the Holy Ghost takes over. Have we? Was that on Sunday? On Sunday. Numbers 11. Let's see what. When the Holy Ghost takes over, what happens? You remember the story in Numbers 11. Moses was tired of leading the Israelites. History has it that there were about 4 million, 2 to 4 million, 5 million people. You know, imagine you are the one judging their case every day. And I gave you practical examples on Sunday. Someone comes and says, Pam is tired of man now. He has gone to steal my goat for us soon. Moses say, calm down. Say, Moses, because of you, you know what I did in Egypt. No, you know that I went to Pharaoh's prison many times. Ask him, 14. 14. I'm not here. I'm not a believer. He said, I know you're not a believer. That's what I'm trying to. Then as he's trying to take down, someone else comes and say, finish. Moses, finish. Finish. He said, Moses, wait. He said, that temple that you built, I will burn it. He said, what happened? So what happened? What happened? Solomon took my wife to the temple. Without my consent. He said, they are going for meeting. They are going for sacrifice. We sacrifice you at the back of the temple, not in the temple. Moses, calm down. Adultery and fornication must not be allowed. High for a night. Two for three. Thank you. No, say no more. So, it was settling the case for over 2 million people. And so, Moses went to God and said, I can't do this. It's not possible. How do I do this? I know you have given the wisdom. I know you have given me the utterance. But I can't keep up with 2 million. God, kill me. I'm not their father. Then God said, take unto you 70 people. And I will put the spirit that is upon you, I'll put it upon them. So they can also be able to judge. Is it making sense? This is Numbers 11. Verse 24 now. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord and gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud. And I think we have a teaching on the glory cloud. Remember the teaching? The glory cloud. Alright. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke unto him. And took of the spirit that was upon him. What's happened to this? And took of the spirit that was upon him and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and what? Look at your Bible now. And did not. Alright. Then look at something now happened. There were now 2 men that were not part of the 70. Elder and Medan. They were now prophesying outside the camp. So, they were also, And so Joshua saw them and said, how dare you? It is us that we are prophesying. Then he went to report them to Moses and said, there are 2 people outside, you know, all those snitches in secondary school. You remember them? There was one that we beat after school one day. The one that knew how to ask questions.
Because his questions led to a test. The child is done with class. They asked us, do we understand? We said, we understand. Don't you understand? We understand. All of us, collectively, we understand. He now said, aye, sir. There's a part, and I read it that the child has said, tear a sheet of paper. We tore a sheet of paper in his life that day. Hallelujah. So Joshua was like that. He said, Moses. Now that's verse 27. And then there ran a young man and told Moses and said, elder and murder do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the son of Moses, one of his young men answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, can we read what Moses said? Yes. Are you envying for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were what? And that God will put his spirit upon. So, Moses is telling you the will of God. He says, left to God, everybody will prophesy. Not 70. Everybody. Left to God, everybody will prophesy. Is that what Joel eventually said? Your sons and daughters shall see visions. Your old men shall what? Eh? We have explained that on Sunday. Oh. There's no difference between the dream and the vision. No. Don't go and mess up. The old men are dreaming dreams. Old men are seeing vision. There's a difference between old and young. No. It's the same root word, actually. The dream, the vision is the dream at night. Or the dream is the vision at night, according to the Hebrew tongue. That makes sense? So in the literature, you must have, you know how to approach literature like that. When you say visions and dreams, as far as Chizion is concerned, which is the root word that, have you? Chizion. As far as it's concerned, the dream is also a vision. That makes sense? So what Joel was saying is that everybody will see something. And that's what Moses was saying. That he left to God, everybody will prophesy. Say everybody. Everybody. So everybody, every one of us can prophesy. Says left to God, everyone. So, but what we see there in Numbers 11 is when the Spirit of God takes over. So rather than murmuring that we saw in the camp of Israel, these guys were now full of prophecy. The Spirit of God changes the narrative. So in a place of complaints, He puts prophecy. In a place of murmuring, He puts a new song in your mouth. Amen. Amen. So when you let the Holy Ghost take over, your faculties will be seized upon. We saw that in 1 Samuel 19, Sunday. When we saw Saul of Tarsus, Saul the son of Kish, the Benjamin. You there now? 1 Samuel 19. Now, the story there is David had killed Goliath, and some people have now whined Saul. Some people have whined Saul. So they started singing. Saul killed 1,000. Saul killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. You know, it's on the psalm. He never saw, killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. I believe in the kingdom of David. Saul killed 1,000. And Saul is like, are you serious? And someone even went to the studio, mixed it. Lost Kai on the beat. Saul killed 1,000. And every time Saul hears it, offense comes. How can they say I killed 1,000? This small boy that just killed Goliath. Asking 10,000. Then Saul sought to kill David. So by the time I clear him, you know I not just killed 10,000, I killed him too. Oh yeah, make it Saul killed 1,001. Because David is going to have to eat. So he started chasing David about. And David ran to Samuel. And Samuel said, come to Ramah. Come to Naimon in Ramah. If you are very familiar with the Old Testament, you will know Shiloh and Ramah. So, he went to Naioth in Ramah. He went to meet Samuel. And Saul still sent messengers to the mountain. Say, go and bring David. I want to kill him. And so when the messengers got there, what happened? 1 Samuel 19. We are looking at, let the Holy Ghost take over. 1 Samuel 19. Or when the Holy Ghost takes over. Anyone you like. I think I prefer when. As it's the teaching.
So, 1 Samuel 19, you there? You there? Verse 18, and so David fled and escaped. Now, you understand, you have the explanation in the background, right? So, David fled and came to Samuel to Ramah. And Samuel told him all that Saul has done to him. And Samuel went and dwelt in Nahioth. And was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Nahioth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers. Look at the Bible, please. Saul sent messengers to take David. When they saw the company of prophets prophesying, what happened? And Samuel standing has appointed over them. The Spirit of God was upon. Okay, verse 21. And he was told Saul, and he sent other messengers. And they what? Whoa! And Saul sent again the third time. And they what? Okay, then what happens? Verse 22. Then he went unto Ramah himself. And he asked, he said, where is David? And one said, behold, there be at Nioth in Ramah. Verse 23. And he went up to Nioth in Ramah. And the Spirit of God was upon Saul also. And he went on and what? Until he came to Nioth in Ramah. Can we verse 24 together? And he stripped off his sword also, and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all day and all night. Wherefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets? So, imagine you're going to kill someone, and you end up prophesying, and you're going to kill him, and you're saying, I speak by the Spirit, you will not die. I speak by the Spirit, you are kept and preserved. Metuya, mekanzosa, you know, so David saying, I receive. And there's knife, right? Besides Saul. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Ghost takes over, he seizes upon your faculties. It takes a hold of them. And then your tongue begins to operate by the Spirit. Your eyes begin to see by the Spirit. Your ears begin to hear. So, rather than hearing people around you, you hear what God is saying. How about that? Hallelujah. How about that for a life? Where people are seeing something else and you are seeing what God is doing. You're seeing a vision. You are in a trance. How come? How about that? I want to have that. Hallelujah. All my life. Hallelujah. I want to be able to switch to the Spirit. I'll let the Holy Ghost take over. So, when it takes over, faculties can be seized upon. I'm going to show you that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, he turns you to another man. He said, is Saul also among the prophets? So they didn't know which Saul to believe again. He said, this Saul that we are seeing that is killing David is in the news. It's on Insta blog. Says Saul seeks David's life. He has gone to Ramah now. He's on his way to Ramah. He's with 3 troops. Say, David must surely die. And then he saw it on the news the next day. It's also Adonai. Go and kill someone that you want to kill. Hallelujah. But it turns him to another man. When the Spirit of God takes over. Hallelujah. So, and that was it. That's what it means to be filled with the Spirit. I think I told last week. That's what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Have you seen someone who is drunk before? Huh? I have seen someone that is drunk before. Let me see you very well. You have not seen alcohol. That's good though. You've not seen someone that is drunk before. Even if it's in a movie, you've not seen someone that is drunk before. How about? And then the person goes, I give you the shield. I said, give me one bottle. It's not filled yet. He's taking one bottle. And that's the way you must do the things of the Spirit. This will be in tongues 30 minutes. You have not gotten that. You progress. Yes. 2 more bottles. Hallelujah. See, give me 1 more bottle. Hey, man. I need one. This one is not enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he said, give me 1 more bottle. Give me 2 more. Serve everybody in this place. He's not the one serving. He doesn't have money. He's the wine talking. His faculty is being taken over. Small, small. So he doesn't know what's in his account again. He's so confident and bold and he's full of the power of something else. He serve everybody there. That man, you want chicken, pepper soup. Give him. Yeah, Now we say, God bless you. Don't thank God, thank me. He's taking over.
Not the spirit, another kind of spirit. They call a call to spirit. That's like when the Holy Ghost takes over. When the spirit takes over, they say, thank you, pastor. When the Holy Ghost takes over. Except you have a brand of thing that is called the Holy Ghost. Amen? So, it takes 5 bottles, 6 bottles, and then depending on, I want to close shop. Okay. His house is at Aja, but he's facing the Kenya. Something else has taken over. I've not gotten home since. He can't get home. He can't get home. You're already at Badagi. You're already at Dega. Just for you to enter Shagamu. You're driving to redemption camp. It's where you are going. And he's like, I've not gotten home since. And then eventually someone takes him home. And then he sees his wife and says, who is this fine man? He says, you have gotten drunk again. What's happening? Fine? The richest man in the world. What has happened is that he's filled. He's full of wine. And so when he says someone is full, I told you last week that it's not about content. It's about influence. So when you say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, we're not saying, there was a time that I was low on the Holy Ghost. No. We're not saying there was a time the Holy Ghost is now in me, is full. No. It is, I am influenced by the Spirit. Plato. I am full. When you say someone is full of joy, is it that joy is in him? No, he is saying he's expressing joy. He's full of anger. Does not mean his content is anger. It means you are seeing the demonstrations of anger. Hallelujah. So, when you are full of the Holy Ghost, it means we are going to see something. In Saul's case, we saw that his emotions were completely numb. So, rather than feel anger and wrath, Saul prophesied. There goes he and the half of Saul. Saul prophesied. So, when the Holy Ghost takes over, we start to see another kind of man. Another kind of man. Another kind of man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, scriptures also teaches how the kingdom of God influences our physical faculties. Look at John chapter 3. How the Spirit of God influences our physical faculties. At least in the Spirit. By the Spirit. John 3. Learn something today? So, we say when the Holy Ghost takes over, what happens? What happens again? Physical faculties are seized upon. They are seized upon. They are seized upon. Thank you, Jesus. John 3. In verse 3. Can we read together? Jesus heard and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So, he attributes being born again with a sin. That is, when a man is born again, he sees the kingdom of God. That sight. He would see. That means, when I'm born again, I have a spiritual sight. Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. He cannot see the kingdom, which I'll explain properly. Sometimes later. So, being born again gives you a spiritual sight. You will see the kingdom of God. Matthew 5. What we call the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall what? For they shall see God. So, again, it's seizing upon what we have hitherto seen as physical senses. See. But it says, when you're pure enough, you will see God. Blessed are those, as a blessed. When a man is born again, he will see the kingdom of God. He will see the kingdom of God. See the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who are pure enough. They will see. In Matthew 13. Jesus gave a parable of the sower and the seed. One fell on the by the wayside, the other fell. If you're curious, actually, you don't know this parable. I don't know. I don't teach the parable. I teach something else. But you should know this parable. One fell by the wayside, right? One fell among the thorns. One fell on the rocky grounds, and one fell on the good soil, right? And then they said, and the disciples were doing like this in the meeting. You know, as Jesus was teaching, they were saying, yes, fell on the good ground. Then when everybody was gone, they went to Jesus. Why are you teaching them in parables? They don't know too. So why are you teaching them in parables? What about you? What did he teach you in? And I told you that parables is also the expression of God's love, right? Because they will not understand normally, so we teach them parables. God wants you to still get it. But it's fine. So, again, he taught them in parables, and then Jesus answered and said something. In verse 12. Okay, verse 10 says, they said unto him, why do you speak to them in parables? And he silenced and said, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. For whosoever has, more shall be given. He shall have more in abundance. But whosoever has not, that which he has shall be taken away. We've explained this before. It's not offering. It's not money. It is whosoever has the revelation, more of that will be given to him. Right? Whosoever does not have. And what don't they have? They don't have knowledge. What do they now have? They have an heart that is blocked to do knowledge over. And I say, well, what they have, that blocked heart, it shall be taken away. Alright, so, not money. That is, that lack of understanding that they have will be taken away. Alright? Now, what's the change is that? The seed is the word, so you can listen to that. Therefore, I speak to them in parables because let's verse 13 to verse 16 together. Everybody? Therefore, I speak to them in parables because they see not. And in hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. The prophet of Isaiah by saying, by hearing, you shall hear and shall not understand. Seeing, you shall see and you shall not perceive. For the heart of you is wax gross. And their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes are closed. They should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. And they should understand with their heart. And they should be converted and I should hear them. Blood what? Blessed are your eyes for they see. And your ears, blessed are my eyes. Blessed are my eyes. So in the kingdom of God, there is the sight and there is the sound. So when you turn to the Lord, you get a spiritual sight. Blessed are your eyes for they see. That's what Jesus said. Blessed are your ears for they hear. You have believed me, of course, in the promise, you know, I'm going to rise from the dead. Say, blessed are your eyes. You have said it. So, what we call being born again already is a seizing upon your faculties. You see the kingdom of God and your eyes are blessed. So, there are things to see, there are things to know, there are things to hear. So when say someone is born again, it's not just, he's looking at you. His spiritual sight is involved. His spiritual tongue is involved. His spiritual ear is involved. Turn to 1 Corinthians 12. Let me show you something. First Corinthians 12. You know, blessed are my eyes. And I've seen the glory of God. You can use that in the Holy Ghost meeting. Because your spiritual faculties are involved at salvation. He says, when a man is born again, he sees the kingdom of God. He sees the kingdom of God. He sees the kingdom of God. Jesus calls it, blessed are your ears. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Paul talking to the church in Corinth says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man, speaking by the Spirit of God, calls Jesus a curse. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord, but by what? So that means in salvation, when you confess the Lordship of God, it was your tongue being seized upon. As you said yes to the gospel, your faculty of speech was involved. So, there are things to say. There are things to say by the Spirit. No man can say by the Spirit of God and cause Jesus a curse. No man speak by the Spirit of God calls Jesus Christ. No man can say Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12, 3. So, in salvation, our faculties are involved. Of course, spiritual in this sense, because the eyes, the sight is spiritual, is by the Spirit. The seeing is by the Spirit. The hearing is by the Spirit. I learned something. In Acts 2, when the Holy Ghost takes over, Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty rushing wind, or a rushing mighty wind, pardon me. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire. So they saw something. And they heard something. Because there came a sound. They heard something. And they saw something. Interesting. Can we verse 4 together? Oh yeah, oh yeah, everybody. Acts 2, 4. Want to go? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit. So what happened? Can we see three faculties that were involved? They heard, they saw, and they said. They heard, they saw, and they said something. So when the Holy Ghost takes over, there will be things to hear, there will be things to see, and there will be things to say. Tonight, there are things to hear. Tonight, there are things to see. Tonight, there are things to say. By the Spirit, in the Spirit, I know what to say. I know what to hear. Yeah, I know how to hear. I know how to hear. I know how to hear. I know how to see. I know how to see. I know how to see. By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God, my sight is sharpened. My ears are lively. My ears are lively. They are quick to pick up what God is saying. You know, some folks are just somewhere and God is doing things around them and they're just looking. And someone else is getting blessed. I call one of my friends, said something many years ago and I can't forget. He said, there are people who probably attended the same meeting as Bro Hagen, growing up. So there are people who probably attended the same meeting as Pastor Iya Adeboye. He said, but he will not hear of anything because they didn't seize upon the flow of the Spirit. I thought that was wise. Because, listen, when you see the Spirit of God take over, especially in a meeting, then there are things to catch. It is both taught and caught. What did I just say? It is both thoughts and what? Some things are thoughts. Some things are caught. You catch it. You observe very well. Let me say this. That both in the number 7 experience and the 1 Samuel experience and the Acts 2 experience, they gathered in one place. It didn't happen privately. Did you observe that? The Numbers 11, Moses gathered the 70 in a camp. In 1 Samuel 19, Samuel told David, come to Ramah. The messengers did not get filled on the way. They came to Ramah. The second batch, Ramah, the prophesied. Third batch, Ramah. There's something in the gathering that exceeds our private devotion. We can stay at home and, you know, just speak in other tongues and give free flow and move the power of the Holy Ghost. But you see, when we come together, there is what is called the corporate flow of the anointing. The corporate flow. I have the Spirit of God, you have the Spirit of God, he has the Spirit of God, she has the Spirit of God. We all have the Spirit of God and we now come together and put it among us. Come on, that is bigger than you. That is bigger than in your room. So, you must learn to lay hold on the Spirit among us. So, I must know that in the new creation in Christ, my faculties can yield to the Holy Ghost. My eyes can yield to the Holy Ghost. You can be sitting right there and get a trance. God can show you things that no man has ever shown you before. God can tell you things that what no man has ever told you before. He can show you what to do, how to do, when to do, what, where to go,
You can have clarity and precision by the power of God. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. It's a possibility that you probably you came to the service all confused and you know, you're just thinking what's next? I don't understand. Or probably you're even giving up on the power on the ministry of the gospel. You know, you actually can be strengthened right there where you are if you allow the Holy Ghost to take over. If you can allow the Holy Ghost to take over, there's no limit to what can be done. There's no limits. There's no limits. There's no limits. There's possibilities are endless. Just let the Holy Ghost take over. Just let him take over. And it's better when it's in a meeting like this. Like I just told you, all the examples we've seen, they came together. God told Moses, gather the 70. He didn't go to their tents one by one and say, oh yeah, Lord Luga. God said, he will put my spirit upon you. The 70 came together. At Ramah, they came together. In Acts 2, Jesus gave them the commandment. Stay in Jerusalem. Wait there. Till you be endued with the power of my. See, let me say this. No matter how innocent you are, no matter how devout and relentless you are, if you are not in that upper room that day, you will not be filled. Even if you are Peter. You have to be there. You have to stay there. And when we have a meeting such as Believers Meeting, it gives it such importance. Because meetings make men. And so when you get to that kind of place, that kind of atmosphere where the Spirit of God is giving it flow and giving an express flow, you must learn to seize upon it and let the Holy Ghost take over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when the Holy Ghost takes over, we see physical faculties taking a break. They take a break. Probably before, you know, I've seen someone who was, someone is very shy. Very shy. He's one of my, he's my friend's friend. We were close for a while. He's very shy. I mean, this is someone I should be talking to you. He's always, you know, hey, we're having a Holy Ghost meeting one day. And then he just stood up. He just said, when I saw that hand, I knew, hey, yeah, kaya. The Holy Ghost has taken over. Hey, he just grabbed a microphone and said, the three people, he spent like 45 minutes. We could not grab the mic from him. Not because he didn't want to release it. You know, you have seen this. Hallelujah. It's power, delay now. What else did you come here for? He was just saying, three people here. One degree, and the two people came out. He said, last person, don't make me call your name. And he said, okay, you're James, the name of your mother is so. You're wearing red. He said, sharp, James came out. He said, okay, this is what I wanted to say. Then he dropped the mic, of course, because we thought it that way. Then he told them, he said, how about that? There's someone here with, you know, and of course I knew what was happening, but what I'm saying was the practical demonstration of when the Holy Ghost takes over. The shy brother now became, he was so bold. He was so bold. He gave a sound. He gave a healing. He had a word of faith. He had the gift of faith. He had a word of knowledge. He had the nine. Typically, I'm serious. The nine. When he was on and he dropped mic, he said, thanksgiving. That's the next thing. Hallelujah. And after the meeting, I said, oh, brother, that was... Thank you, sir. What happened, man? Give all that saying. It was bad. But it shows you what happens when the Holy Ghost takes over. Oh, Pastor, I have not spoken in tongues, I have not given interpretation before. Let the Holy Ghost take over. If you are smart now, you're speaking in tongues under your breath. You are smart. What are you doing? You are preparing to take off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You charge. You warm up. Like every other activity, you warm up. Amen. And so you're just going. And so by the time we enter it in Fujia, you have already been there. You are just waiting for Chule. Amen. I thought Chule was Sunday, have you? Chule. The boss pipe. Eh? Aha. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Let him take over. Let him seize upon your hearing. Let him seize upon you. What some people can hear is fine now. While right here sitting down here, some people are actually hearing the voice of God. You choose which one you want. You choose which one you want. You choose which one you want. There was a meeting we had some years ago, and someone was there, and that meeting was just there. Another person said, this is the best meeting of my life. What happened? The same meeting, the same teacher, they saw the same thing. But you know what? They chose different parts of the meeting. One has chosen to allow his physical faculties to take over. Another has said, this is my meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Allow that free flow. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. When everyone is speaking in tongues, you speak in tongues. It will happen. Don't have not done before. When everyone is praying, pray. When they say, sing in tongues first. Sing first. Pray first. Don't worry about the next step. You allow the Holy Ghost to take over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just follow the steps. Everybody, right? Sing in tongues. Everybody, now, edify one another with tongues and interpretation. Start with tongues. And then wait to hear what God is saying about what you're saying. What is the interpretation? It's not hard. It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's not at all. What are you saying? No. And I've told you that the way it flows with the interpretation or with the word of knowledge sometimes is that sometimes it doesn't come at once. And I gave an instance last week. Jesus told the woman, where is your husband? The woman said, I have no husband. Jesus, you've said well. You know, sometimes you have said, oh, sir, I have no husband. All of them are bad, yeah? I asked someone that, where's your husband? He said, I have no husband. What should I have to say now? Pastor, I'm not doing it again. I just saying, No? Jesus pressed on. He pressed the brakes. He pressed on. He said, probably you must have spoken in tongues to people. I said, okay, you said well, because you've had 5 husbands. I said, how did you know? He said, wait. And the person you are staying with now is not your husband. I said, I've seen the prophet. That's it. But imagine you had stopped that. I have no husband. I said, eh. I told someone before, there was a believer's meeting I attended, not yet. And then I told someone, I said, where is Timmy? And he said, I don't have, that there's nobody in his life that's Timmy. I laughed, not because I've exercised the word of knowledge so much that you can't tell me that. I said, Timmy. He said, there's nobody that's Timmy. I said, okay. I spoke in tongues a bit more. I said, it's Timmy Tayo. He said, there's no Timmy Tayo. He said, your mom is Timmy Tayo. He said, now let's go. He said, let's go. Are you kidding the spirit? This is the Holy Ghost taking over. It's not guesswork. It's not. Are you living as a new Ali? Because you saw him yesterday. Yeah. Don't yield to the flesh. Don't stay with. Don't be carnal. Don't be carnal. God talks to men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost do so. If Samuel can prophesy, you have the Spirit of God. If someone that wants to go and kill someone, or that wants to go and kill someone, if he can prophesy, how much more you? If the 70 under Moses, an unbelieving generation, stiff-necked people like Moses called them, if they would stand God's temple under the glory cloud and prophesy, you are much more than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so you stay with the Spirit. You stay bold of what God is doing. Stay bold on it. And let the Holy Ghost take over. Let Him take over of your speech. Let Him take over of your sight. Let Him take over of your hearing. Let the Holy Ghost take over. So it means in the new creation, we can speak in and by the Spirit. We can allow the Holy Ghost influence what we say. We can hear by the Spirit. We can do by the Spirit. Heaven and earth has to be your focus. Heaven and earth. Teaching them to observe heaven and earth. You must know it and you must do it. Hallelujah. You must know it And you must do it. So we've got the best of both worlds. So, and I said, one of the best ways to do it is in a meeting. Don't snooze on the power of God. Don't snooze on it. Don't snooze on God's power. Don't snooze on God's power. Stay in the glory cloud. Stay in the rain. Stay in the rain. Stay in the healing rain. Stay in the rain of revelation. Stay in the rain of prophecies. Stay in the rain. Stay in the rain. Get wet. Stay in the rain. Get soaked. Stay in the rain. 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 God's power is here tonight. Stay in the rain. 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 Stay in God's power. Stay with what God is doing. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Hallelujah. Are you ready for that tonight? Don't snooze on God's power. Don't snooze on the corporate flow of God's Spirit. We are here for some wonder tonight. Hallelujah. We are here for some wonder tonight. We are here for some wonder. Your life will never be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. Tonight, there are things to hear. Tonight, there are things to see. Tonight, there are things to say. I let the Holy Ghost take over. I am full of the new wine. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I will see by the Spirit. I will hear by the Spirit. I will say by the Spirit. I have a psalm. I have a tongue. I have an interpretation. I have healing in my hands. I have something to give. I have something to give. I have something to give. Speak in tongues some more. Just speak in tongues. Let the Holy Ghost talk about those faculties now. If you have not had a flow in the field of the Spirit, no, before, let tonight be the night. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Just speak in tongues voraciously. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Visions and revelations are mine tonight. Visions and revelations are mine tonight. There's something to see. There's something to see. There's something to, see. There's something to hear. Carry us off it. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, speaking tongues. Four, like that, four. There's something to see. There's something to see. There's something to see. There's something to see. There's something to hear. There's something to know. There's something to do. Flow. It's that power tonight. It's that power tonight. Now this is it. When you are in groups like that, listen very well. Make up your mind that I participate. You see, the devil has something that he does. And let me leave that to you. He wants to take you out of the show. And by so doing, you don't get blessed and you don't bless another person. So he takes you out of the picture totally. And how does he start that? He says, there's no need to be just. No, just go with the wind. Don't go with the wind. Don't blend with the grass. Participate. As you're speaking in tongues, you are waiting to hear what God is saying. As you're speaking in tongues, you are seeing what God is saying. Your eyes are shut. Don't imagine things. Don't beat it. Is that clear? Don't beat it. If you, sometimes, let me give you the inkling. Sometimes, I've told you this before, sometimes all you hear is knowledge. Or light. Just one word. And don't be quick. Don't be quick. Just stay on that one. So you start thinking, light. And you're speaking in tongues. What's God saying about light? And as you speak in tongues, it gets clearer. Because spirit of a man is the wind, is the candle of the Lord. It gets clearer. That means God leads us by the Spirit. It gets clearer. So you keep speaking in tongues. It gets clearer. It gets clearer. And you say, okay, the light I'm talking about is clarity. Clarity of purpose. Stay with it. Is it for someone or is it just a general instruction? Are you see what I'm saying? So I'm pressing.
When you get to the stage, you can start. I say, I have something to say. So you go in your groups and say, I have something to say. And then you say, I hear light. There's nothing wrong with saying, I hear light. I hear light. And I perceive that what God is saying is, there's clarity here tonight. If you don't know if it's for impression or for everyone, you put that in words. I don't know if this is for a particular person or for everyone, but we all can benefit. Sometimes the word of knowledge is for someone, why you also can benefit from it. Sometimes the healing is for someone, and you also can share off the gift of healing. Don't remove this from the teaching. Sometimes the healing is for someone, you also can now share off the gift of healing. You're not sick, but you actually can share off the gift of healing, the manifestation of it right in your hands. That makes sense? So, it's not that you got healed, but because healing was being ministered, and you can lay hold on the corporate flow, you go for your outreach next and you find that it's easier. You think you get what I'm saying now? So I'm teaching you practical demonstration of the things of the Spirit. So, you don't snooze. Don't snooze. Don't snooze. Don't snooze. As someone is giving the word, you write down. And as you write down, you're speaking in tongues. Why? Because you also want to bless others. Now, do that. Ensure you are an active participant. Because you have a tongue. You have an interpretation. You have it. You have it. You have a psalm. You have a psalm. You have a revelation tonight. Lay hold on the corporate flow. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Let him take over. Let him take over. Kuzanza majuze lekem gosh. Bredo uski man ladil sumaka vale de leusa. Megozo zuman dile suna bakandi la kasha. Mem brutu zele megdos salabagirisa. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Now, 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 now. Now, let the Holy Ghost take over. Now, now, now. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Now, now. Mesu kabaye da basha da labaye. Brebebe su te liban le gana sha. Oya, 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 oya. Don't press the brakes. Don't press the brakes. Don't press the brakes. Don't press the brakes. The nine gifts of the Holy Ghost are available tonight. Drive it in deeper. Drive it in deeper. Let the Holy Ghost take Begin to see, begin to hear, begin to know, begin to do, begin to know, begin to know, begin to know by the Spirit, begin to know. Begin to see clearly. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to see, begin to know. Don't stop, don't press the brakes. Don't wait for too long. Start out and see how God is taking over. Start out first. Start out first. Ministries have been strengthened tonight. Convictions have been strengthened tonight. Apathy is taken away. A much desire for the things of God is birthed in many tonight. It's the Holy Ghost taking over. It's the Holy Ghost taking over. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Kebunza prahakutu sufakash. Mevrudunuma diledunza tadiyimu kesaba. Le dogosiman gatash. Tegudon. Tegudon, tegudon. Kridan doski mamba. Le kogelsu suvanga leke suta. Le kogovemum behakutu zumebele. Endusombeha. Don't stop speaking in tongues. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop prophesying. Brother Regina Musu, Labakadish, Susufa. An active participant. Be an active participant tonight. Power of God is here, the Spirit of God is here. In our midst. In our midst. It's happening. It's happening. Those who have never seen a vision before, it's happening. Those who have never had a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom for someone, it's happening. Tongues, interpretation. Visions, revelations, it's happening. It's happening tonight. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Don't pass the bricks. Don't pass the bricks. Don't press the bricks. Don't press the bricks. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Be determined to be blessed and to bless others. Be active, be. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Let me take over your tongue, let me take over your side, let me take over your hearing. Let the Holy Ghost see what God can do. And don't press the brakes. Stay in what God can do and don't press the brakes. Stay in what God is doing and don't press the brakes. Stay in what God is doing and don't press the brakes. Stay in what God is doing and don't press the brakes. Begodi Yakosota Balatasha Dabaguzuzuva. Instructions are dished out tonight. Instructions that will birth ministry of men. Instructions that will strengthen the hands of many. The joy of the Lord is being reignited in many. The joy of the Lord is being reignited. Suicidal thoughts are taken away. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening by the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't get tired. Don't snooze. Stay where the power is. Stay with the, stay with utterance. Spirit revelation. It's happening. The glory of the Lord is being revealed. It's happening. Don't press the brakes. There are three things to hear. There are three things to see. There are things to hear. God wants to show you what no man has ever shown you. He wants to tell you what no man has ever told you. There are times tonight. There is joy tonight. Do it. It's right. Why don't you know what? Revelation is on the way. The believer will take another believer and they will strengthen their ministry. What will tell you people to walk with? Clarity. We are in the place of the Lord. Under His reign. We are in the place of the Lord.
On that? You just over that? You just about that? Glory to God.
Let me stretch you up. Same rain, you don't stop. You are going to speak in tongues.
Wait.
Why are you speaking in tongues? God is going to lead you to someone prepared. I have done this before. Right where you are, He's going to lead you to someone here specifically. Might be beside you, might be not beside you, but you're going to leave it to someone specifically. You're going to have information specifically for that person. Can we do that? Yeah? Now go ahead. We're in good company tonight. We're in the reign of the supernatural. You're going to have specific information for that person. instructions, revelation. Let the Holy Ghost take over. I want you to see the Holy Ghost take over. For some of you, after this meeting tonight, you still be led to passion. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Sometimes God starts things out in the garden and He closes it personally. Don't ignore it. There was a multitude there when Paul was called by Jesus. But when Andrew was laid by Ananias, he was alone with Ananias. There are times that things happen together, and then there are times things happen alone. You see, don't just stop. If I ordered something while you were praying, fine. You press on after the meeting. Some of you, God is going to, He's already telling you, not this people, that you should hold vigil tomorrow. Anyone like that? That's right. He's telling you, hold a vigil tomorrow. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Some of you, He's telling you, go on outreach tomorrow. What? Who is that? Anyone like that? Exactly. To some people, what He's going to tell you is, He's going to put people in your mind. So and so. Call this person. Reach out to this person. Hallelujah. You let the Holy Ghost take over. Amen. You let the Holy Ghost take over. We are in the reign of glory. We are in the reign of glory. We walk in our own. We are in Zion. We are in the company of the supernatural. We are in the company of the supernatural. Heaven and earth is ours. That's our focus. Come on, give them a blessing, Lord, this evening. For what you have received.